Well, I'm happy to be here. Well, not here, but general area. I was in the parking lot trying to go over what I was going to say, and I was thinking about making a run for it. We haven't been here for a couple years because you were having it in February, so our kids are in school. So it's nice to see you all again, and it's always a blessing to come up here. I remember my parents drove me to Mexico when I was three, so when we were about to come up to the States, it was just like so exciting. And I would remember I never slept the night before. I would just sleep on the couch ready to go. And I couldn't sleep. I was excited. We're going to go to McDonald's. But now, you know, I still can't sleep the night before, but it's not excitement. It's scared of the border and all that. So I do want to thank all of you that so many years, even since I was young, that have been supporting my parents and praying for us and for just always making us feel welcome here. I'm very grateful to you, and now that I'm down there as an older person, I am very grateful to all of you for your prayers, your support, for always coming here and making y'all make us feel like we're coming home, and thank you for that. It's always it's just been a real blessing being part of this church. We've been in Pachuca for 7 years, and I've been married almost 11. That's when I went back to the mission field with Marco, and I'm very grateful to God for everything He's given me. He's Amen. Blessed me since the time I was little. I've always been surrounded by godly people, and I'm very grateful for that. I've been my grandparents, my parents, my brother. He taught me a lot. He doctrine and everything, you know, would tag along, you know, with him and stuff, and that really influenced my life. And I think that if young people have the opportunity to be around godly people and have that influence, I think they should, instead of being with worldly people, because that makes a difference in your life.
Right.
And I'm very grateful to the Lord for that. And if we would turn to Joshua 22. To be careful, I'll take up all my husband's time. I'm also very grateful for the husband he gave me. He's a wonderful, godly man, and now I have his influence and him telling me, you know, we got to do this. And he's God just has blessed me very much with him. And he likes to clean the house, so that is a blessing. When I go evangelize, he stays and he cleans. I come home to a clean house. I tell him not to, but he just keeps, you know, saying, no, I'll do it. So, I'm very happy to that. I have very healthy children.
Amen.
They're real good kids, sometimes. Okay, and 22:4 says, and now the Lord your God hath given rest unto your brethren, as he promised them. Therefore, now return ye, and get ye unto your tents, and unto the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of Jordan. But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to keep walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. I read this a few months back, and it really kept like bugging me, nagging at me, that things that it said. It says to do with all your heart and all your soul, and I may be in a different situation because I've done this all my life, and so think, well, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to, and you're fine, and so you end up like forgetting, like it's just like in a comfortable gear, it's a mode that you're in, and you just do it. And I just really kept thinking about this, and it really, I just saw some things that I need to change in my life. First thing, it says, take diligent heed to the commandment and law. And I don't have a real good vocabulary. I looked it up, and it says, diligent means constant in effort to accomplish something, attentive and persistent in doing anything. And I see that, you know, God wants us not just to do the things. He wants us to be consistent, to be put an effort in, to be attentive and persistent, not just, that's okay, right, do things however. And I was thinking about diligently when you, when someone like sweeps, cleans a house, you know, there's some of us that just kind of sweep around the furniture, and then there's other people that move everything and just really dust and clean and just every single thing. And that's diligent. You're not just doing the job, you're doing it well. You're being persistent and attentive to every detail. And I think that's something that, that I need to do, that maybe I do the stuff I'm supposed to, but I'm not being diligent. The second thing, it says, walk in all his ways. It's not just to do the evangelism and go home and, you know, just put in my 8 hours, put in my time, and then you just go on my way. It says to walk in all his ways, and let's practice what you preach. And if you say something, be walking in that way, not have one life at home and one life out when you're witnessing to people. The other one, it says, keep the commandments. And nowadays you see that so many people, even Christians, think that the commandments are old, they don't apply to them, we're in a modern age, those things are just past, and it's not to the present. But God wants us to keep his commandments. Right. The word of God is always, what's the word?
Relevant
and, well, to date, I mean, it doesn't change. It's not like, well, right, these things are, well, they were fine 20, 35 years ago, but not now. That doesn't apply to me. And God wants us to keep his commandments and do all the things he said. And a lot of people think that they can live however, as long as they're saved, it's okay. We can just do whatever we want. The other says, cleave unto him. And I looked that up, and it says, to cling, remain faithful.
Amen.
I'm not a real clingy person, so it's kind of hard for me to be, like, attached and... But the Lord wants us to be attached to him.
Yeah.
And,
amen.
Yes.
And cling to him. And he is our strength and our rock. And if we need something, he can be there for us.
Right.
But if we're like far away, how is he going to protect us? How are we going to get behind him? And how is he going to help us if we're not attached to him?
Yeah.
He also wants us to remain faithful to his word, to his church, to his will. Mm-hmm. And that's something that... that I want to have, I want to do. I don't want to just, you know, and hear so many people that, you know, have just gone astray, and I don't want that. I want to remain faithful to God and to what he called me for. And the other one, it says, serve him with all your heart and all your soul. And this is what really burdens me, because I know that it's just sometimes it's that mode that I said, that just in it, and you do what you have to, and it's not really with all of your heart and all your soul.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was taught by example, by words, and that, I mean, yelling. You know, you do what you got to do, whether you feel like it or not. And I think that's a good thing. You should have conviction and commitment to something.
Yes.
But I think that should be the exception. That should be the exception when you have to resort to that.
Yes.
You, and it's really touched me these last few months that... it shouldn't be that, well, okay, I'm going to do it. Yeah, that's good, you know. You should do it. You should go out. But that should be on your bad days or on a problem day. And I should have always my heart and soul in it. And I think God would bless it more. And besides, when I tell my kids to do something and they just kind of, you know, it's just like, ah! And, you know, I'd rather them be, sure, I'd love to do that for you, Mom. And so I think the Lord wants that from us, you know. I'd love to go out and witness. I'd love to do this. And I was thinking of, he wants all of our heart and soul in his works.
Yeah.
We have to actually think about it and put it in there. And every day maybe I should... get, you know, pray and say, help me be committed today. You know, not just, okay, this is what I do every Tuesday, this is what I do every Saturday, this is what I, you know, it's, more than a job. It should be something that I enjoy doing. And I was thinking there's a lot of people in Mexico that, well, I don't feel like it. I do it when I feel like it. Lo hago cuando me nace. And I was thinking about that phrase, and I was thinking it should be, you know, why don't you feel like it when you're doing it, you know? Instead of doing it when you feel like it when you're doing it. And then last in verse 4, it says, now return ye and get ye unto your tents and unto the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side, Jordan. And, you know, when I return, I want to return with these thoughts. I want to return to the land that God has given me and to work on and return with this, being diligent, to love your God, walk in his ways, keep his commandments, cleave unto him, serve him with all my heart and all my soul.
Amen. Amen.